You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
In my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, I talk a lot about allergens and chemicals in your kitchen, specifically about staying away from non-stick pans lined with PTFE. It's also known as Teflon, made by DuPont. That, you know, when the non-stick pan has been scratched and heated, it can release a chemical called PFOA, perfluorooctanoic acid. Now, this toxic chemical is known for its health hazards, including cancer and birth defects. Well, my next guest is here to share that even if you don't use these Teflon-coated pans, that you and your family are still, you still remain at risk. Dr. David Andrews has been all over the media. He's very passionate about informing the public about the dangers of chemicals, some that are found in our very own home. Welcome, Dr. Andrews.
Great to be here, Dr. Bennett.
Thank you. Tell the listeners, just in a very short summary, what happened about Teflon? What was that all about many years ago, and why do we still need to remember that?
Sure. And we released a report earlier this month that really details the legacy of this pollution. It was originally these Teflon chemicals were being produced by DuPont and 3M in large quantities. And they ended up contaminating neighboring communities as well as the globe. And so 10 years ago, along with a court case, we helped publicize some of the deception and cover up that these companies had gone to really hide the health effects of these chemicals. And it led to one of the biggest fine ever levied against a company, at least in this part of our environmental regulation. Regulating industrial chemicals, and it led to the phase out of these most concerning chemicals, and so these chemicals have to be phased out by the end of 2015. But what we're concerned about is that the replacements may not be all that better.
Well, I want to learn more about those replacements. I know that you mentioned that it's on your site that you came out with. Now we're talking about the Environmental Working Group site, isn't that correct?
That's correct, ewg.org, and our report is right up there, prominently featured. It's titled Poisoned Legacy, 10 Years Later, Chemical Safety Justice for DuPont Teflon Victims Remains Elusive. And so we detail really this legacy of pollution and this chemical, as you mentioned earlier, PFOA, as it's commonly called, was an integral ingredient in making Teflon. The nonstick coating that goes on to pans, clothing, numerous places in your house is integral into some of the carpet nonstick treatments and carpets, also in couches, also tablecloths. It really a chemical that finds its way all throughout your house and in the environment. And this chemical was through contamination of nearby water supplies in West Virginia and Ohio, we learned that it's probably linked to testicular cancer, kidney cancer, thyroid disease, heart disease caused by high cholesterol, pregnancy-induced hypertension. And this is in a population study of 70,000 people where their drinking water was contaminated. What we do know is that this chemical contaminant is now found throughout the globe. You can detect it in blood of essentially all Americans, as well as polar bears in the Arctic and animals all across the globe. So it's really concerning in that these chemicals last extremely long time in the environment, possibly decades or centuries or longer, and that they build up in people's body, they build up in our blood. And then they cause these detrimental health effects.
No, what you're saying is that, you know, even if it's gone by 2015, which I'm so excited about and happy that's going to be the case, and more people are going to learn more about it. I mean, it's in dental floss. You know what I mean? You're talking about that carpet stuff and microwave popcorn bags. Can you believe that? We're literally popping away our popcorn and we're eating it every single day. It's pretty scary. And as you're saying, there's a lot on, it's not just the, our body, but our animals, the people, the animals that are out there in the wild, but also domesticated animals. Isn't that right?
That is correct. They are ubiquitous in the food supply. One of the concerns, as you mentioned, is a lot of these food contact uses, where it's on some of the plastic or materials that touch your food. The popcorn bags is a great example. Also very common in carryout containers, sandwich wrappers at your local deli or sandwich shop, pizza boxes. They're used to grease-proof these paper or cardboard products. And yet, at the same time, they may have this unintended consequence of providing or exposing us to these really concerning chemicals. So, as you mentioned, by the end of the year, this most concerning chemical, where we have 50 years of evidence of the harm that it causes, is being phased out of the market. But we timed our report with the publication of a statement and paper by 14 international scientists in Environmental Health Perspectives, which is a very prestigious U.S. Public health journal. And what these 14 scientists were calling for was they're really raising concern about all the alternatives that are coming on the market as replacements for the chemicals that we now know cause these really damaging health effects, including cancer. And so the concern is that,
yes.
So the concern is that we're bringing onto the market tens to potentially over 100 alternative chemicals that share many of the same characteristics, and they just haven't been very well studied, and they're now ending up in all of these consumer products, a lot of these places where these old concerning chemicals were being used. We've now got these new ones.
Can you please share just a few of the chemicals, the names of it, so we can look out for them?
Sure. Well, that's the thing. Some of the chemical names themselves are claimed confidential and secret. But oftentimes you'll see the Teflon label, Gore-Tex. Those are some of the more common ones that use the PTFE coating, the perfluorotetrafluoroethylene. Those chemicals are, or those labels you'll often find in your house. But really, what it comes down to in with textiles, chemical, the labels you'll see any textile that's claiming to be stain repellent, non-stick, most of those will be coated with these PFC chemicals.
Yeah, you just mentioned something, non-stick. I remember using Scotchgard, you know, when I was growing up, and I wanted to go to the local snow and go skiing, and I didn't have any ski outfit, so I literally Scotchgard my jeans. Do you remember that? I don't know, you might be very young, but I used to do that, and that's the stuff that you're talking about, the PFOSs, right?
Absolutely. It's these highly perfluorinated chemicals. That's another example of the Scotchgard formulation. Those original coatings ended up on jeans, clothing. I mean, they advertised it for use on clothing, and they're very commonly used in carpeting and carpet treatments in extremely high concentrations. And actually, in people's houses and workplaces, carpets actually use the highest quantity of these materials.
You know, a lot of us know that having carpet, new carpet, that a lot of children could get allergic to it, skin issues, irritations. And I know that you also have EWG's Skin Deep, which is an excellent list and database of all the different types of substance that you put on your skin. And I just wanted to plug that in because that's a great, great resource right there. Thanks so much, Dr. Anders. You are such a great wealth of information. I'm definitely going to have you back here. I love it. Love it. Okay, everyone, you know, educate yourself. Go to EWG.org website, or you can go to my show page on Radio MD. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.